Budgeteers are putting their own stake in the federal community. They have at least 148,000 participants across more than 180 agencies. Members of the budget community create their own online collaboration tool to share ideas and documents and data with each other. And other federal communities are joining the Max Federal community now, too. John Kamensky, Senior Research Fellow at the IBM Center for the Business of Government, and writing about the Max Federal community. This is a really cool idea, John. How'd you find out about it, and what does it do? Thanks for being on today.
Well, thanks a lot for the invite. The community actually started in the mid-2000s during the Bush administration. I think it was about 2007 or so. But it's been evolving quietly, and there's about 5,000 people in the budget community, but the platform they developed to collaborate among themselves, other groups in the financial management community, the grants management community, and others saw that as a useful platform and asked if they could join. And they were invited, and so that's why this community has grown to almost 150,000 over the past few years.
And as you write in this piece in GovExec, we have a link at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. It's expanded into all aspects of government operations now. It's not just financial management people.
Right. And so they use it to do things that require a platform to work across government agencies, like the implementation of the Recovery Act or the response to the H1N1 pandemic flu or these other cross-agency things where there's no existing platform for them to work on, and this gives it to them.
You write, the budget formulation and execution line of business is sponsored by OMB and the Cross-Agency Budget Officers Advisory Council. The managing partners, the Education Department, and the budget line of business has evolved into three areas of activity. Let's talk about each one. The first one is studies.
Yes. The budget community conducts studies that benefit all of its members. For example, they worked with the financial management community to create a process flow map of how the budget execution process flows into the financial management execution process so that both of those communities have this map and it reaches across the 180 different agencies that are members of this community so that they all have a common understanding of how things work.
And that's really, that gets at the essence. There are other important points and we'll talk about them, but that gets at the essence of why I think this is so great, John, because how many times have you and I talked about problems with stovepipes where one agency doesn't have transparency, not just to understand every single little detail about how another agency does something, but just the commonality, to see where the commonalities are and be able to see shortcuts, and I don't mean that in a negative way, only in a positive way, to see opportunities for efficiencies and all kinds of things like that. This looks like that's a window right into those kinds of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
The second item is career development, and that is that as simple as it sounds?
Well, there are training institutes for acquisition and financial management and HR, and there hadn't been any opportunity for cross-agency learning in the budget community, in part because it's so small, about 5,000 people. So what they did is they used this Max Community platform to create an online training place. So they have training modules around budget formulation, budget execution, appropriations law. And so people can take these courses whenever they want. And they also have monthly in-person meetings in Washington so they get to meet budget experts and veterans from across the government and how they go about their magic approaches to getting budgets done.
And that's a combination of all of the techniques that we're hearing are more effective than just sitting in a classroom and having a teacher at the front and 30 people sitting in front of him or her. You write that the budget formulation has 6 modules, budget execution has 7 modules, appropriations law, 3 modules, and they're like YouTube videos, and people can just go on and watch those at a time and place that's convenient for them.
Yes.
The combination of the online learning and the in-person, I mean, it doesn't even sound like classes, what you're describing.
Yeah.
It sounds like seminars where you just, or roundtables where you just kind of exchange information. Is that an accurate read on my part?
Yeah. Well, it is a feedback back and forth. But the thing that's really neat is the people that are doing this, people like Shelley McAllister and Andy Schoenbach in OMB and Tom Skelly in education, these are professionals that are devoting, you know, their discretionary energy to help others in this professional field that has never really had like an institute or something. These are just people that take part of their professional lives to help make it better for the government and for their colleagues.
The third area of activity in the budget line of business that you write about is technology. And of course, technology is everywhere in government. How is it manifesting itself in the Max Federal community, John?
Well, each of the agencies may develop something that's useful for their own agencies. For example, doing data collection surveys or a particular kind of knowledge management tool for managing the input of testimony from different appropriations committees. And what they're doing is they're taking this code and these techniques and sharing it with their colleagues in other agencies that they can either adopt it or adapt it, and they don't have to invent it from scratch.
You write, the communities also developed a cross-agency inventory of budget systems that includes planning, formulation, and apportionment tools being used by various agencies. What's the benefit from that inventory, John?
Well, what that does is it lets other agencies see, you know, are we further ahead than other people? Are they using in different kinds of software applications than we are? If we're thinking of upgrading our stuff, what are other people doing? So we sort of know when we buy something, we become, you know, it's more like a consumer report kind of purchase.
You write that the website lists points of contact in agencies for passbacks. Jason Miller will be on that, of course, if he can possibly get into that. A11 data entry, performance data, and apportionments. And so my takeaway is that by creating these points of contact, I could go on and I could see everywhere where the information's available, who does the same thing I do. And
yes,
we're back to this collaboration concept again.
Yes, absolutely.
And the reception to this overall has been very well, very good. You write about some of the honors this has received, even though until now, or until the kind of the popularization of this, you write the budget community has not really been in the limelight.
That's true. The tool of the Max community has been in the limelight, but what the budget community is doing among themselves to develop themselves as a professional discipline really hasn't been out there that much.
What do you think would be some things that can be added to this or replicated within this or without this that maybe don't have to do with budgets but would be useful to other communities across government?
Well, again, this platform that the budget community has developed, other communities, in fact, are adopting. And so you'll have the plain language community here. You'll have the Section 508 community here. So what they have done is sort of paved the way for other collaborative efforts to go on in other professional disciplines.